Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if you saw, Woj, but last night I won a bottle of whiskey from you because I was in fact right about the Pistons making the playoffs. They beat the Knicks last night. It was really start to finish. It wasn't a game. The Knicks sat Dennis Smith Jr. Yeah. I mean, they had no shot at winning the game, and the Pistons ran away with it.
And I had said, maybe at the All-Star trade deadline, I had said they wouldn't make the playoffs. Yep. You said they would. Mm-hmm. We bet a bottle of booze. You want whiskey. I want gin. You want win whiskey. Let me ask you this. Within reason, without being a complete cheapskate, because it's not a matter of money. I don't want you to enjoy it that much.
Oh, okay.
What's the cheapest whiskey I can buy you and not be completely out of line?
Ooh, the cheapest?
Yeah, the one that you'll enjoy the least, but it's not like sludge. Because you said you, what did
probably
you want?
Seagram's. I mean, it's not great, but it's not awful. And I think it's like $22.50 for a liter.
Really?
Or a half gal. Excuse me, half gal.
Okay. All right.
That's not bad.
That you're getting Seagram's.
I just pulled that off the top of my head. Yeah. $22.50 at the local liquor store. Yeah, for a half gal.
Okay. That's what you're getting then.
Really? Come on. It can be a little better than that. I got you top shelf gin when I forget what bet we ended up having and I lost.
Well, what is the one you said the whiskey?
1792 small batch.
That's the name of the whiskey?
If you want to go single barrel, I have no issue with going single barrel.
Is single barrel good?
It's very good.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little bit more expensive though.
I don't get you brown liquor people.
Oh, stop it. Mm-hmm. Either way, that's not what's most important. The Pistons accomplish their goal of getting to the playoffs. They will take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Game one coming up on Sunday night. Will you be there, by the way?
In Milwaukee? No.
No.
First of all, the stupid schedule, Sunday in Milwaukee, the team's going to fly back because they don't play again until Wednesday in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it is bizarre. It should be Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday.
You know what? They're not going to get my fat ass there then because of it. How do you like that?
So you're going Wednesday then?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. I want to
go ahead and ask your little question.
Way, okay, because look, it is the first playoff team here in Detroit in what, since 2017? I think I saw somebody threw out last night like 850 days or whatever since there's been, you know, a playoff team here in Detroit. Okay, so it's been a while. Right?
Yes. Did you know the last playoff game involving the Detroit
Lions
team?
Seahawks, right? Yeah. 26-6, yeah.
January 7th, 2017.
I remember right where I was.
Too.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable game. I mean, I thought the Lions were going to pull it out. But there were a lot of people, you know, just Detroit fans. Maybe you're a Pistons fan. Maybe you're not really a Pistons fan, just kind of a fringe, you know, there's something to watch kind of a person. There were people celebrating this, and the Pistons, of course, have been, you know, pumping out that this is a big accomplishment, and, you know, they reached their goal, and, you know, here they go. This team should be, you know, patted on the back for taking a step. I think, you know, Malik Rose, who, you know, I'm waiting to see what he and Ed Stefanski can do. He was on the morning show with Jamie and Stoney this morning, and you know, he said that this was a step, that the young players needed to get to the playoffs, and they'll be a better organization moving forward because of this. So I want to ask this. First playoff team in Detroit in a couple of years. Should the Pistons making the playoffs be
something
is celebrated or not? Is this, do you view this as an accomplishment of any merit or not? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136.
Well, see, I don't want to parse words because major accomplishment, no. The problem with the narrative of getting young guys playoff experience, and I get that, and Dwayne Casey said that after the game too, that it's important. But we kind of heard that 3 years ago when Drummond and Reggie Jackson and Stanley Johnson put up a good fight against the Cleveland Cavaliers and they lost close games and got swept, and it didn't lead to anything. So I'd be very careful about that narrative. So from that standpoint, a major accomplishment, no. An accomplishment, I mean, noteworthy, yeah. I mean, if they, at the start of the year, didn't we all think they should make the playoffs, or this should be a playoff team.
See, but that's the thing.
Right?
Didn't we
say that at the start of the year?
We did, but they actually ended up performing a little bit worse than we expected.
I agree. Like,
I thought they would win 44, maybe 45 games because the Eastern Conference is so bad. So for them to be at 500 and be the eighth seed and barely make it in, they actually somehow didn't even meet the expectations that I had heading into the year.
Which is why I think it definitely tempers quote-unquote enthusiasm for it. Because I don't detect, social media, I don't detect this huge groundswell of, woohoo, get our playoff tickets, can't wait till next Saturday at Little Caesars Arena. I detect, but it would be different if they had churned into the playoffs on a little bit hotter streak and maybe got a better seed, and maybe people would be a little bit more into it. I think it's very tepid because of that.
I've had a couple of buddies text me already. Yeah. Last night, even before the game was over, do you know when game three and game four will be at Little Caesars Arena? So I want to know why.
Well, they just want to see. Maybe they can score some cheap tickets whatever.
What, do you want to see the Bucks? Do you want to see Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That's a good point, too.
I am curious. If you do view this as an accomplishment, you are excited and interested in seeing what the Pistons do here in the first round when, let's be honest, they're going to get swept or maybe lose in five to the Milwaukee Bucks. If you view it as that exciting accomplishment, please tell me why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.